ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning's text from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, that's called the Summum Bonum. Chapter 8, that's entitled Lord Krishna Shows the Universal Form Within His Mouth. Text 16. Esha Vashreya Adasya Gopa Gokula Nandana Anina Sarvadurgani Yuyam Anjas Karishyata Isha Vasriya Adasyad Gopa Gokula Nandana Anina Sarvadurgani Yuyam Anjas Tarishyata Isha Vasriya Adasyad Gopa Gokula Nandana Anina Sarvadurgani Yuyam Anjas Tarishyata. Word for word translation. Esha, this child. Va, all of you people. Shreya, the most auspicious. Adasya, will act all auspiciously. Gopa Gokula Nandana, just like a cowherd boy born in a family of cowherd men as the son of the estate of Goku. Anena, by him, Sarvadurgani, all kinds of miserable conditions. Yuyam, all of you. Anja, easily. Tarishyata, will overcome. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. To increase the transcendental bliss of the cowherd men of Gokul, this child will always act auspiciously for you, and by his grace only, you will surpass all difficulties. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. For the cowherd men and the cows, Krishna is the supreme friend. Therefore, he is worshipped by the prayer Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha. His pastimes in Gokul, his dham, are always favorable to the brahmanas and the cows. His first business is to give all comfort to the cows and brahmanas. In fact, comfort for the brahmanas is secondary, and comfort for the cows is his first concern. Because of his presence, all people will overcome all difficulties and always be situated in transcendental bliss. Om Agina Timirandasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Sva Padantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Vita Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sundhibhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gora Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेषाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिनी। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादि सितारिणे। नमो महाबलाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाया कृष्ण चैतन्य नम्ने गौरातिशे नमः। अनंद लीलमाय विग्रहाय हिमाभ्य दिव्या विष्णुराय तस्मी महाप्रेम रास पदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। जय हरे कृष्णा। सो द टेक्स्ट अगेन। एषा वा श्रीराधा स्यात् गोप गोकुल नन्दना आनेना सर्वदुर्गाणि यूयम् अञ्जस्तरिष्यता। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री प्रभुपाद। To increase the transcendental bliss of the cowherd men of Gokul, this child will always act auspiciously for you, and by his grace only you will surpass all difficulties. Hare Krishna. So who is speaking? Well, that is the priest in Vrindavan for the Lord Krishna, Lord Balaram, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda. The priest is Gargamuni. Gargamuni, the children have been born and he had to perform the first samskara for them, naming and also predicting a few things, but all important things that the children were going to do, Krishna and Balaram. So in this text, he's speaking specifically about Sri Krishna. He says, to increase transcendental bliss of the cowherd men of Gokul, this child will always act auspiciously for you. Now that's a wonderful message. If you were one of them in Vrindavan and in attendance for this occasion, and the family priest is saying, or Gargamuni is saying, this child is going to be the cause of the increase of transcendental happiness, you immediately welcome it as wonderful news. Okay, the child has been born, and this time, because of the child, we're going to be very happy here. Well, yes, but Krishna's pastimes are Krishna's pastimes determined by him. And so happiness may be there, but emotions will be there too, as they found out later. Everything ends wonderfully with Krishna. Everything. He's the cause of all causes, Sarva Karana Karanam, as Lord Brahma says to us in Brahma Samhita. And if he's the cause of all causes, and he is as powerful and as kind as he is, then all the pastimes for the devotees would end wonderfully. Now, for the demons is another story, but for the devotees, it would always end wonderfully. That's why we say Krishna is wonderful and all his activities are all auspicious. So, Gargamuni is already prepping them, telling them this is going to happen. Things will be happening here. But Krishna will always act in your favor. Since you are devotees, he will always act in your favor. And that's auspicious. And by his grace, you will surpass all difficulties. So actually, Gargamuni hinted that there will be difficulties. But because Krishna is there, and he will act auspiciously, not to mention the sheer power that he has, you will surpass all difficulties, whatever the situation is. So another way of telling them is, when difficulties come, go to Krishna. It's also implied in there. Difficulties come, go to Krishna. Well, is that a good message for us? Absolutely. Shingadev is the one that protects us. But Shingadev is Krishna. So, whatever difficulties we face, we go to the Lord. In his form, his protective form, as Lord Sringadev, as you know how he protected Prahlad Maharaj, nobody could defeat Hiranyakashipu. Not only that, he had so many boons for which in his mind he thought he was going to be immortal. But as Srila Prabhupada says, when it comes to Krishna, it's not like that. And then Srila Prabhupada made a little statement, quipping a little bit. You know, he says, in a sense, it was almost like he was teasing the demons. He says, you can't do anything to Krishna. Krishna is a little more intelligent. Every time you do something, you go over just a little bit to get you, if you're a demon. And at the same time, he'll protect the devotees and inspire and excite the devotees. So, Gagamuni says he will act auspiciously for you. And because of his grace and his power, you will in fact surpass all difficulties. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says this. For the cowherd men and the cows, Krishna is the supreme friend. Krishna is most supreme, the supreme personality of Godhead. So when Krishna is a friend of yours, which means Krishna is in your corner and you are in Krishna's puppet, allowing Krishna to control you through whatever means that he's set up, you agree to all of that. Because there's a parampara, and then there's Guru Maharaj, there's even Param Guru, all of them there, and you follow the instructions, that's what Krishna likes. So if you do that and become a puppet, like Srila Prabhupada said, make me dance, dear Lord, make me dance. When he came to America, his prayer towards the end, he definitely said, give only one credit to himself, and that is, I have strong faith. I have strong faith. I don't know what's going to happen here in America, why you brought me here, but if you brought me here, there must be some purpose for you. Make me dance. This is a prayer by Srila Prabhupada. Big, 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 big instruction to us, the way he prayed himself. So, Krishna is saying through Gagamuni, because the Lord is in everyone's heart, through Gagamuni, that Krishna himself will make sure that the devotees surpass all difficulties. So Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna is worshipped by the prayer, Namo Brahmanya Go, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya. The lesson is Jagadataya Krishnaya Govinda Namo Namaha. Govindaya Namo Namaha. His pastimes in Goku, Srila Prabhupada continues, his dham, they are always favorable to the Brahmanas, and also the cows. And his first business is to give all comfort to the cows and the brahmanas. Later on, as time permits, we may talk about his Krishna's return from Mathura after his pastime involving Kamsa and the cows and how the cows welcomed Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is saying his first business is to give all comfort to the cows and then the brahmanas. In fact, comfort for the brahmanas, the Prabhupada stresses here, comfort to the brahmanas from Krishna is secondary, and comfort to the cows is his first concern, his primary concern. And because of his presence, all the people will become all difficulties and situated in transcendental bliss. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, Krishna's primary concern is for the cows and secondary, the brahmanas. The cows come first. Why? Why the cows first? Well, you can say Krishna loves the cows. True enough, but Krishna loves everyone. Not just the cows only. So still he puts the cows in front of the brahmanas. Well, brahmanas are in human bodies. Cows are not. Brahmanas are in human bodies being blessed with the intelligence they have. They have, and see, Prabhupada, anyway, I'll get to that. I want to jump too many things at once. So they are more versatile in terms of how they live their lives. Cows, as we know, have to be directed. Brahmanas can make decisions. Cows are directed by the cowherd men. So because of that, in one sense, cows are more vulnerable. So Krishna gives the preference to them first. Make sure the cows are protected. The cows need more care. Well, that's part of it. So, Na mo bemanya devaya, go bemanya hitaya, jagaditaya krishnaya govindaya namo nama. Vishnu Puran 1.19.65 is where it is. Now, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 16, Srila Prabhupada in his purport quotes the same shloka. The translation is, "My Lord, you are the well-wisher of the cows and the brahmanas, and you are the well-wisher of the entire human society and the world." So that's the meaning of Namo Brahmana Devaya. Now, Srila Prabhupada continues in the purport of this section, Bhagavad Gita 14.16. Special mention is given in that prayer for the protection of the cows and the brahmanas. And then he explains, brahmanas are the symbol for spiritual education. They're the ones that instruct. Now, by the way, when you're Vaishnav, it is immediately defaulted Brahman. Vaishnav is higher. In fact, there's a pastime involving a debate. Who is better, Brahmanas or the Vaishnavas? That debate was supposed to be one in which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was to represent the Vaishnavas. But before that, he fell sick. Now, at that time, his son, Bimal Prasad, who became Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he was not only alive, but he was a grown young man. And so, the Vaishnavas got very disappointed to find out that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not going to be able to come. But then, of course, this was known in his house, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that he was sick before anyone got to know about it. And so Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, Bhima Prasad at the time, told his father, "Well, I will represent you." And his father gave him the blessings. So then Bhima Prasad, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, went to the meeting arena representing his father and explained to the Vaishnavas that he's here because his father is not well, he can't make it. Now, there's a lot to be learned from just a short summary of what happened there. There's a lot to learn from that short summary. First, Bimal Prasad praised the Brahmanas. He praised the Brahmanas, and he was speaking on behalf of the Vaishnavas, but he started by praising the Brahmanas. Therefore, there's no envy on his part. Because if he was envious or was so very much determined that the Vaishnavas were going to win the debate, he would have started immediately with the Vaishnavas, and some of us, the way we are, probably even put down the Brahmanas, which would have been an offense to them. So he started by praising the achievements of the Brahmanas. Now, actually, if you're praising the achievements of Brahmanas, by default, you're praising the Vaishnavas too, because Vaishnavas are Brahmanas. But still, it was a thing of debate here and there, one against the other. Now, so of all the things that Bhima Prasad said about the Brahmanas, he also said the Vaishnavas have those qualities, but have one more, and that is the Vaishnavas are submitted 100% to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that's what sets them apart. Brahmanas act in the mode of goodness. Vaishnavas, not only in the mode of goodness, but also mode of transcendence. In Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the business of everyone, but in particular, the Vaishnavas. They're the ones that are vowed to chant the Hare Krishna mantra every single day. In fact, Lord Chaitanya says there is no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy name. Therefore, every place, anytime, one can chant. Vaishnavas make it their business to be like that. And so, when Bimal Prasad finished, the Vaishnavas were extremely excited. And then they ran towards him and offered obeisances to him. So, Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hetayacha, Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. My Lord, you are the well-wisher of the cows and the brahmanas, therefore Vaishnavas by default. And you are the well-wisher of the entire human society. So brahmanas are a symbol of spiritual education, and the cows are the symbol for the most valuable food. The milk given by cows gives general nutrition, and Srila Prabhupada describes it, it stimulates the finer tissues of the brain. Let me tell you some pastime in Girinagri. Practically all the devotees at the time I was there, mid-90s to 2000, early 2000, everybody knew this. Make sure you get the cow's Girinagri cow's milk, because when you get it and it's warmed up, it is very steamy, especially in the evening before devotees go to bed. They will take some hot milk. And my god brother Bali Maharaj always used to remind us, Srila Prabhupada said it's for stimulating the finer tissues of the brain. I said, yes, we know that. So then we have the milk like that. Mm-hmm. Several milk products can be produced from cow's milk. And it's like preaching to the choir. You know what it is. From yogurt to the sweets and all of that. Not only that, cow's urine is also medicinal. Okay. So all of these, not to mention the fact that it's been dried cow dung is fuel for fire, for cooking. And it's also fertilizer when it's dry, fertilizer for the soil. So the Hayatis, the book written in ISKCON, has made the case for cows that economically cows are better for the world when they are alive than when they get killed for meat. And it's long, so we won't go through all of this, but the Hayatis is there, first half of the book, make a big case for vegetarianism and especially for the life of the cows, that the cows should in fact be allowed to live their lives. It is in fact the problems of the problems of the earth now are very much tied to the fact that we disrespect the life of the cows. Because of cow killing, there is karma. Naguma describes sometimes, we know there's karma from an individual, but there's also national karma. He says this, there's something called national karma. What the country is doing in favor of God's laws, they get, they reap what they sow. And what they're doing against God's laws, there will be punishment. Difficulty that comes to the country as a whole. Now, cow killing is all over the world now. Therefore, the world is in turmoil. The world is in turmoil because of that. But nobody's thinking. They think, we're just killing the cows, or someone kills the cow, bring it to the market, and we buy, and then we cook it, and we eat. But everyone involved in the killing and consumption, killing, transportation, and consumption of the cow's flesh is guilty. Everyone. To different degrees. Guilty. But the wonderful thing is, the Hayatis makes the point that the cow is better for us alive than dead and the flesh eating by meat eaters. So, these two living entities, brahmanas and cows, must be given all protection. Krishna himself is showing that. Gagamuni is saying that this is what Krishna is going to do. So, that's real advancement of civilization, Srila Prabhupada says. When the cows and brahmanas are given protection, that's real advancement of civilization. Modern society now, spiritual knowledge is neglected, with a few, exception of a few devotees. People don't take spiritual knowledge seriously. In some religions, they are watered down, and so not much is obtained or realized from those who stick to this religion. No wonder Krishna is saying, Sarva dharma parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami ma sucha. That abandon all varieties of religion. Krishna knows that they are talking about God, but they are talking about God from the material standpoint. They are not talking about God from a transcendental standpoint. Therefore, what they talk about, and in fact they come right out and say that from our religious principles, if you follow that, then you go to the heaven. Well, that's the higher material planets. That's still in the material world. And the material world is the house of correction, is jail. So you don't get out of jail. You just get to a more elaborate, a more comfortable jail. But it is still jail. So that's all the religions give. So it's not like Krishna wants to put them down, but actually Krishna is looking for us to get out of the jail altogether. Get out of the jail, not try to go somewhere where it's easier to live compared to the earth or the hellish planets. Get out altogether. And that's why Krishna says, even though they're talking about God, you should set them aside. Don't deal with it, because all you're going to get is higher material planets. That's all you're going to get. So even in the case of Christianity, and I'll just spend a minute on it. I asked my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, specifically. And this is just him and me. He was having lunch. I was living with him at the time. So I went to him, and a few times I would ask questions at that time. Sometimes when I'm driving with him also, I'll ask questions. So this particular question was about Christians. He was a Christian minister, young minister, before he came to Krishna consciousness. So then I asked him, what about those who are very dedicated to Christianity? They think that's all there is. What happens to them? In other words, I'm implying that somebody may want to serve God so well, but all they know is Christianity, and they are convinced about Christianity, and they won't change their conviction because they believe in it so much. But they're not going to the spiritual world. That's also true. So what happens to them? Then he explained to me that Jesus is giving so much mercy to these particular people. First of all, they don't want to renounce the world. They attach to things that we take for granted as our regulated principles. No meat eating, no fish, no eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. If you put those kind of conditions, restrictive conditions, on a Christian, he wouldn't agree with it. This is their fun. This is their sense gratification. You're taking it away from me? Of course they won't agree with it. But if you don't renounce, you don't grow spiritually. And that's why this, in their situation, that Krishna has allowed the Shaktivesh avatar, and Jesus is Shaktivesh avatar, he's that high, to teach them basic mode of goodness stuff, so that they can go to a heavenly planet set aside for them and others too, from other universes who will join them, because Jesus works different universes, not just this one or this planet only. That's when he will begin to teach them what we're learning now. So they will learn about Vaishnavism later, in the next life. Those who obey the mode of goodness stuff that's being taught to them now, they will be taken to one planet. Sometimes they say heaven. They think heaven is only one planet. But there's so many, you know, thousands and millions of heavenly planets. So one of them will be set aside, and they will be taught by Jesus the things that we're learning now. So we're very fortunate that we already know, and then can go back to Godhead if we follow this. So if we know that, then there's no point in going through the long process of religion and winding up in the heavenly planet for millions of years, when in this Kali Yuga, after 100 years, if you take this thing seriously, this Bhakti Yoga seriously, you're going to go back to Godhead directly. No sense in spending a long time on the heavenly planet, millions of years, to learn very slowly what Srila Prabhupada has given us, and so much mercy has been put to us. Therefore, the conclusion is, you're better off being a Vaishnava. Never think of getting away from it, because you cheat your own self. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying, so much is there that's given by the cows in terms of nutrition, and the brahmanas in terms of spiritual education. So that's why Krishna protects brahmanas and also the cows. Unfortunately, as we well know, in modern societies, the Prabhupada says spiritual knowledge is neglected. By and large, a good percentage of the population neglects spiritual knowledge. And cow killing is encouraged. Therefore, the Prabhupada says human society is moving in the wrong direction and clearing the path to its own condemnation. Now, in many ways, Krishna is using the demigods to help us to understand that the world is moving in the wrong direction. When things are going on that are not according to Krishna's teachings, or the teachings of gurus, the same thing, then what happens is sometimes Krishna would use the demigods, is give them a little trouble, poke them a little bit to let them realize that they are going in the wrong direction. So when more irreligion predominates on the earth, or for that matter, any planet, then the weather and so many inauspicious things begin to happen. And we begin to realize that now. And actually, a lot of things that happen on this earth, locusts eating up vegetation, and they've gone from a good part of the world now, beginning from Africa and moving now to the Middle East, it's come to South America. This is going on now. So many things are going on that's wrong for just survival of the human being here on this planet. But that's because people have strayed away from God consciousness. So in Vrindavan, in Gokul, their business is all Krishna. They love Krishna, so they are by default, literally, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there. They don't even know He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they love Him. Therefore, it's Krishna Prema directly. And so Gagamuni is telling them they're going to be very, 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 very fortunate in that way. So Srila Prabhupada says, a civilization which guides citizens to become animals in their next life is certainly not a human civilization. They are now we are affected by the modes of passion and ignorance. So it's a very dangerous age, and all nations should take care to provide the easiest process, Krishna consciousness, to save humanity from the greatest danger. So we have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, if you're in the lobby, I'll take about another 5 minutes. I know what time it is. But I want to say a few things, a few just pastimes of Krishna involving Mathura. When Krishna left, Krishna Balaram left for Mathura because Akura Prabhu came to get them, said that Krishna was wanted by Kamsa. Of course, he knew he was going to kill Kamsa. But when they went to Mathura, they went on a tour. They means Krishna and Balaram. One of the people they met was a washerman. And among the things that the washerman washes were Kamsa's clothes. Fine clothes. Nice clothes belonging to Kamsa. Krishna asked for one, just basically testing this person. And this person got very upset with Krishna. And said that these are the clothes for Kamsa, and how dare you ask for it. Anyway, we cut a long story short. With the offense like that, Krishna killed him. Now you might say, geez, all he asked for, he just refused to give Kamsa's clothes to Krishna, and clothes after all belong to Kamsa according to what he knows. He doesn't know Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so why would, for just that, Krishna actually kill him? Well, that particular soul had some things that he had done earlier. In Ram Leela, which is the one, the age before when Krishna came, which is Treta Yuga, Krishna came in Dwapar Yuga, there was one person in Ayodhya. He was married. This man had a dispute with his wife. Now, at that time, Lord Ram had returned to Ayodhya. He had defeated, he just done all this fight, and the monkeys were all part of it, and that was Ram Leela. We won't get into the middle of it, but Ravan had been killed, Ravan's brother had been killed, all of those, and now Lord Ram has returned, and now he was king. Sita Devi was with Lord Ram as the wife. This man was having an argument with his wife, and he said to his wife, do you think I'll accept you even though you be with another man, the way Lord Ram accepted Sita even though she had been with Ravana for a whole year? That's the comment that this man made to his wife, comparing the situation when everybody knew that the Maya Sita was already gone. This is the whole past time it happened. The real Sita, who never went to Ravan, was the one with this, with her husband. Still, this man made that kind of comment. Now, at the time, he definitely should have been punished. But Lord Ram did not punish him. As a matter of fact, what happened was Lord Ram sent Sita away with Lakshman to go to Valmiki's ashram, just to show an example as him being the king. But the offense was made by that man. So it was that same man that was born in Dwapara Yuga as a washerman. So now when Krishna got him, okay, so basically Krishna killed him for that punishment in the previous life, what he did to Lord Ram, who is also Krishna. So that's really what went on. Because just for refusing to give Krishna cloth, definitely Krishna won't kill you for that. That's just so, you know. But he lost his wife, literally, as Lord Ram. He had to just send Sita away because of that guy. So now he got his punishment. Talk about reaping what you sow. You know, he got born again, and this time he got punished. Now, so that's the situation. Kubja, he met Kubja. Kubja, the hunchback, he became the, was very much in love with Krishna. Anyway, so who was Kubja? This is all from Garga Samhita, the same Garga Muni that predicted this, he wrote this compilation. So, when Lord Ram, Sita, and Lakshman were in the Dandakaranya forest, when Sita, Lord Ram was banned, Ravan's sister, Shupanaka, was in that forest, saw Lord Ram, was immediately attracted in a lustful way to Lord Ram, and expressed the opinion that she wanted to have Lord Ram for himself. It was explained to her, for herself. It was explained to her that Lord Ram did not want anybody else, was already married. But Supanika was a demon, and when it was clear to her that because of Sita, that she was not going to be able to get Lord Ram, then Supanika attacked Sita. Well, she didn't get too far, because Lakshman immediately protected. Actually went on offense and cut, among other things, cut Supanika's nose. And Supanika went and told the brother about it, and so on. So this pastime is there. Now fast forward to all the situation that occurred. Now Ravan has been killed, but Supanika was still in love with Lord Ram. And so Supanika went on a just basically took herself out of the world, out of just, you know, many people, and just did austerity. And for a while, still wanting Lord Ram. And so Lord Shiva, he prayed to Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva approached her and told her that, I know what you want, but you cannot have, Lord Ram now. He said he was going to stay with one wife, but your next life, then arrangement will be made for you to be able to be around the Lord. And so Kubja was the same soul. Supanika was born in next life, and she became Kubja. And now Krishna Balaram, they allowed her. I'm going to squeeze you one more fast time. So when Krishna and Balaram got to the arena that they were going to fight, the restless. Kansa, the evil king, had arranged for this mad elephant, Kuvayapida, to meet them at the gate. And the idea was Kuvayapida was going to kill Krishna. Well, who was Kuvayapida? Kuvayapida, in the previous life, he was also a human being. And there was a wonderful pilgrimage that many people, you know, came to. And this particular person, he was also wanting to get to the front, because there were so many people, and there's, you know, just not so easy to get through. So he started moving people away, just shoving people away from his path so he can just clear a path for himself. And there was one Muni called Trishtamuni who saw what the man was doing. So then he says, why are you acting like this? You're acting, you know, horribly towards people, and because of your strength, I'd curse you to be a strong animal the next life, an elephant. And so Tristan Mooney cursed this particular man. And when the man heard it, he begged for mercy. Well, a curse is a curse. You can't take it back. So what Tristan Mooney told him is, okay, you will be an elephant, but you will be killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and liberated. So that was the elephant, the previous life. And so Krishna did, in fact, kill Peter. And then they fought the wrestlers, Krishna and Balaram, killed all five wrestlers who are also, you know, Brahman children in the previous life. They didn't want to take Brahmanical studies seriously. And so their father cursed them. Okay, you like wrestling? You're going to be wrestlers your next life. So that's all tied in like that. Krishna liberated a whole lot of people who had been cursed or maybe wanted him and all of those in the previous life in the Treta Yuga. And then in the Dwapara Yuga, he liberated them. So Krishna was giving wonderful situations. Garga Muni has predicted that you all are auspicious, but also even in Mathura, a lot of things happened there too for auspiciousness with Krishna and Balaram. So Krishna is always there for his devotee. So all we have to do is stay a devotee and Krishna will be with you in protection and also excitement, in transcendental excitement. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. The translation again is, to increase transcendental bliss of the cowherd men of Gokul, this child will always act auspiciously for you. And by his grace only, you will surpass all difficulties. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. So are there any questions or comments? I know I've kind of gone over a little bit, but any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy. Yes, thank you. But that is the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. I'm just used. I'm sitting here thinking myself, you know, I prayed to my Guru Maharaj to Srila Prabhupada, and then whatever they have me say, then I will say. So it's they get the credit. But thank you on their behalf. Hare Krishna. Yeah, there's a lot to learn always in this. Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. Sudevi. Yeah, Sudevi. Okay. Of Maharaj Nanda. Wonderful. Garga Samhita. Same Garga Muni. Garga Samhita. Garga Samhita. And I could tell you how to get it. It's, you know, you could get it from ordering online. I know that. It's through Dhanibir Goswami. Okay. So there is Srila Prabhupada's disciple called Kushakras Prabhu. After Srila Prabhupada left, some of the other transcendental literature were translated by him. He was, and he had really mastered how Srila Prabhupada translates Sanskrit. Because Srila Prabhupada sometimes translates directly, sometimes translates within the context of what's being talked about. So Kushakras Prabhu really got good at it. So he translated quite a bit. So Garga Samhita was translated by him. And so him and Dhanibir Goswami put together. It's big. It's, you know, it's got cantos, and just like Srimad Bhagavatam. And so I got it set as a gift from Dhanibir Goswami because I helped him put a CD together, an album together. You know, he sang and I did the music in Girinagar. So he gave that to me as just a gift for doing that service. And I've been reading it to this day every morning. I read a lot of it. So the whole thing is pastime. The entire thing. Pastime after pastime after pastime after pastime. And he explains the purports. So yeah, that's where it came from. So obviously there's more. I just stopped here. Any other questions? Oh yeah, so there's second. Yeah. Some people Some people got the translation. I know one devotee in the Harrisburg temple says he has Gagasamita, but the one that I have here was a project put together by Kushakrat Prabhu, as I said, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, who translated, and also Dhanavir Goswami. They all followed the way Srila Prabhupada gave purports and translations. So it's, if you didn't know, I think it's even Srila Prabhupada, because they really, really, well, of course, they were inspired by Srila Prabhupada himself, because that's their spiritual master directly. I can give information about it to Vrindavaneshwari Radhika Mataji, and then maybe from there you can get how to order it. But I literally got it free because of the service that I did for Maharaj, for Dhanavir Maharaj. Most of it, I have about 4 more books to get, but I've got about 12 of them so far. And pastimes after pastimes, this is Narada Muni telling these pastimes in Gagasamhita, all of these pastimes. And the king is called King Bahulashwa. So he's asking the questions. Now, then what happened to this particular, what happened to the restless? Who were they in the previous life? Who was Supanaka in the previous life? And one like that, I mean, who was Kubja in the previous life? And like that, one after another, one after another, one after another in Ramlila. And then Narada Muni describes every one of them's previous life. And that's what's in the Gagasamhita. Yeah, it's wonderful to read. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any more questions? Hare Krishna. Jai, Goshi Papa. Krishna's mercy. That's good, very good comment, Prabhu. And that's why we need to remember this, because when things are getting complicated for us, then we need to go back to basics. That's why Srila Prabhupada, those in the cities, they are supposed to propagate the holy name so that those who are non-devotees in the cities, which is the majority of people in the cities, can hear the holy name. And then ISKCON is set up so that ISKCON will have farms as support, not only for themselves, but also those in the cities. So this is going back to what Srila Prabhupada set up. That's what's going to make our society also thrive and be stable. The connection between the farms and then the cities, the city temples, which are the embassies, right? In Lord's embassies. But also, of course, having one cow and an acre. And an acre is not a small piece of land now. It's not that small. If you walk your steps, your regular steps, 70 on one side, that's one side of an acre. So you go around 4 times, that's a pretty sizable amount of land. So the cow can graze there, and you can also use a part of it, section it off, and grow vegetables. So yes, 1 acre, especially in the countryside, is not expensive. It's not expensive. So yeah, because we live in Girinagri, and I know how much we paid for our land, so at that time. So even that, you know, it's gone up, but still way less compared to land in the cities. So yeah, that's always there. And when it gets to a point where we realize, Srila Prabhupada, how big his instructions are, how heavy his instructions are, we will make the adjustment. We will have to. And our ISKCON is moving in the right direction anyway, because the book distribution, books are the basis. And I remember we had one meeting, I'll just take maybe a minute to say this. In 2006, ISKCON temples got together, the temple presidents, and I wasn't a temple president, but I represented Girinagri because my clinic couldn't go. And it had been decided that book distribution was going to be the basis for moving ISKCON. The DBC actually said that, okay, they're going to use book, and that is one of the instructions, not even from Srila Prabhupada, but from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. That's where it started. He said, when you told Srila Prabhupada, when you get money, print books. Well, print books means you print and you distribute. You can't just keep them at home. You have to distribute it. So book distribution came from the instructions of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, as also the instructions of Srila Prabhupada to come to the West and preach Krishna consciousness. So our spiritual great-grandfather or grandfather, we owe him a lot for what he said, and Srila Prabhupada for obeying his spiritual master. And look now, ISKCON is very well protected by Lord Chaitanya. So we'll be all right. We just have to follow what, you know, the Pandacharya told us to do, as you mentioned. Hare Krishna. Jai. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Goes to Guru and Gauranga. Any More comments? If not, then thank you very much for tolerating me. And I always, I mean, my heart is connected to your heart. You see, it's all over my face. Every time I talk, I have this big smile. I can't stop smiling. Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy. Guru's mercy. Jai. Hare Krishna. Actually, I'm only used to give you a flip. I'm only used, but the glorious coach is here, Papa. Hare Krishna. Thank you anyway. Jai. So everybody have a good day. Vanchakalpatrubhyasya. Kripasyandivyaevacha. Patitanam pavanevi. Vashanevi. Shirapopadi ki. Jai. 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 Hare Krishna. Jai. Okay. Hare Krishna. Jai.